Hello, and welcome to this edition of Abiding Joy. I am Pastor Patricia Reap, and I serve St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Coatesburg, Illinois. Our reading from today comes from Philippians, the first chapter, beginning at verse 3. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful thing. Paul thanks the people for their faithfulness. He says it's such a joy, and he remembers them with joy. He prays for them daily. As a pastor, it's always wonderful to have one of those congregations that brings you joy. I've had two or three of those, and they have just been wonderful. They've been the people that join with you in ministry, the people who serve God each and every day in the way that they live their lives. They're joyful to be around. The meetings are joyful. They're not sitting there like you're trying to pull teeth. They're a happy bunch. I mean, that doesn't mean that we don't have our own problems and our own worries. And they share those problems, those concerns with one another. There is this camaraderie between them. And it's there, whether they're tacking quilts together or working at the assistance center together, whether we're working on a community project or we're working on something for the congregation. They're the kind of congregation that renews the strength of a pastor and renews the strength of the people around them as well. This is a congregation that we all give thanks for. They're people who are just rooted in God's love and in God's grace, and they share it. And they share it joyfully. My example of that is that this year we have been collecting mittens and little gloves for the little children in the elementary school. How often does a child go off without their little mittens or their little gloves? And on a cold day, their little hands get cold and their little faces get cold. So we worked on a project or working on a project to provide mittens and little gloves for the elementary school. And I remember one time we did this in one of my former congregations, and the little girl came to pick up her Christmas basket with her family, and I handed her these little mittens, and she put them on, and she had to show them to everyone. She was so excited. I'm sitting here thinking, a little 50-cent pair of mittens brought this child so much joy. And I'm thinking of all the things that God's people do to bring joy to other people's lives. We have a local assistance center that helps with people who are in need of immediate help. You know, they may need help with their rent or their utilities. They have some crisis that has come up and they're unable to pay for these basic necessities. We have a food pantry and a thrift store, and I'm always amazed at how much stuff goes in and out of that thrift store. People come, they provide, they share, there's people who are donating and people who are picking things up, and there's always, you know, that exchange. We are blessed. We live in a community where people care for one another. And for these people, I give thanks. This week, I encourage you to pray for those who help build your faith in the way that they live and in the way they do things. Help remember that God strengthens them to be strength for other people. God strengthens us to be strength for other people. And it's a matter of how we live our lives, the goodness and the love that we share each and every day. I am thankful for my brothers and sisters in Christ, each and every one of them, and I pray that God will continue to strengthen them each and every day. Having said that, let us pray. Dear good and gracious God, just as Paul was thankful for the congregation at Philippi, I am thankful for the congregation which I serve. I pray that all pastors are able to say that, knowing that not all of them will. I'm thankful for their witness throughout the community, for the way they live their lives, the way they share their faith. I pray that you will continue to bless your children as they share their faith. empower them to share not only in physical things, but in love and grace and forgiveness, so that your joy may be in all of us. For us in Christ's name we pray. Amen. And again, thank you for listening. I'm Pastor Patricia Reap, and this is Abiding Joy.